Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how to pronounce the letter T with an American accent. In the previous podcast, we learned the rules for how and when Americans pronounce the letter T like a quick and light D. This is known as the tap, and we find it in words like better, city, and exciting. If you haven't already listened to podcast number 53, I strongly recommend that you do so before listening to this podcast. Podcast number 53 taught you how and when to use the tap when it occurs within words. This podcast is going to teach you when to use the tap when it occurs across word boundaries, as in the phrase, what a day, or beat it. In your native language, there is probably only one pronunciation of T. It is simply T. However, this is not the case in American English. There are actually three main pronunciations of T, the tap being one of them. Learning to use the tap is a big part of improving your accent and will also greatly improve your listening skills. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn how and when to use the tap across word boundaries and to practice the sound in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. Let's listen to the following sentence. What a beautiful day. Notice that in this sentence, the T's sound more like a D than T. Again, this is known as the tap. We hear the tap in the word beautiful, and also hear it connecting the words what and as will be explained shortly. Let's review the rule for when we use the tap. If the letter T comes after a vowel and before an unstressed vowel, then we use the tap. Now let's explain why, according to the rule, we use the tap in the word beautiful. The first step is to find the stress. Stress is on the first syllable, bu. Listen and hear the long vowel and the higher pitch. Beautiful. Now let's find where the T falls in relation to the stress. In this word, T comes after the vowel u and before the unstressed vowel I, and we therefore use the tap. Again, notice how we did not say, what a beautiful day. If this sounds more like British English to you, you are correct, as the British do not use this tap sound. It is distinctly North American. Now let's look at the pronunciation of the other T in this sentence. What a beautiful day. Notice how the T in what is also pronounced with a tap. Please listen and repeat using the tap. What a. What a beautiful day. This is an example of the tap being used across word boundaries, across two different words. Americans do this all the time. When you become aware of it and begin to use it, you will sound more like a native speaker, and what's more, you'll understand Americans much better. Let's explain why we use the tap in the phrase, what a beautiful day. First, let's find the stressed syllables in this phrase. There are three stressed syllables, what, bu, and day. Now let's look at where the T falls in relation to these stressed syllables. The T in the word what falls after a vowel and before the unstressed vowel, uh. Therefore, it follows the rule for using the tap. And instead of saying, "What a beautiful day," we say, what a beautiful day. Even though what and are two different words, when we say, "What a beautiful day," we connect them. And the letter T is coming after a vowel and before an unstressed vowel. And that is exactly when T becomes a tap. Do you get it? There's another example of using the tap across word boundaries. Listen again. Do you get it? Notice how I pronounced the T in get as a tap. Do you get it? Again, we can explain why by analyzing where the stress falls in the sentence. Stress falls on the syllable get. Let's look at where the T falls in relation to that stress. T falls after the vowel sound e and before the unstressed vowel I of it. Therefore, it follows the rule and is pronounced as a tap. Please listen and repeat using the tap. Get it? Do you get it? If this seems like a lot of theory, don't worry. It's good to become familiar with the rules for when to use the tap so that you have them as a reference. Anytime you're not sure, you can refer to the rule. Although it's important to know the rules, it's more important to begin to practice using the tap and to start hearing it and feeling it. Like a native speaker, you want to begin to learn how to feel and hear this sound based on the stress. By becoming aware of it and then practicing it repetitively, you'll begin to use it and hear it instinctively without thinking, just like a native speaker would. With enough practice, it will become habit and second nature. This is known as muscle memory, the ability to do something automatically without thinking about it. So let's begin to practice using the tap across word boundaries in some key American expressions and idioms. Please listen and repeat the following American expressions and idioms containing the tap. Have you got a minute? Beat it. Cut it out. Give it a try. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. If you're looking for more training exercises like the ones in this podcast, then I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training MP3s has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I want to wish all of the listeners of English Pronunciation Pod a happy holiday and a happy new year. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you in 2010.